Item number 10, this is a briefing, Texas Master National for Miguel Haggerty and Jim McCaffrey.
Good morning. My name is Michelle Haggerty. I'm the State Program Coordinator for the Texas Master Naturalist Program. And joining me today is Dr. Jim Cathy. He's a wildlife specialist with Texas AgriLife Extension. Also in the audience, we have Dr. Tom Locker, the Department Head from Wildlife and Fishery Science at Texas A&M University, representing our partnership, and also Assistant Program Coordinator Sonny Arnold. And I'd like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about the Texas Master Naturalist Program today. The Master Naturalist Program is a volunteer training and development program offered through the agency. We are sponsored statewide by Texas Parks and Wildlife and Texas AgriLife Extension. We have a mission to develop a core of well-trained master volunteers who provide education, outreach, and service dedicated towards the beneficial management of natural resources and natural areas within their local communities for the state of Texas. We see this mission as not only being broad enough that both of our agencies can identify with it, but we also have several local community partners that come together for our local chapters that they can identify with this mission as well. We have three main program goals, and the first and foremost goal is to develop a Master Naturalist volunteer network that is statewide, but also the second and third goal is to develop that network that efficiently and effectively improves public understanding of natural resource ecology and management, and also to enhance existing natural resource education outreach activities. And we believe we're accomplishing these goals not only by the training that we're providing our volunteers, but also the training and outreach and service that they're doing as part of their volunteer service in the field. A little bit of background about our program history. We started as a program with a prototype chapter in San Antonio in March of 1997. And later on, in March of 1998, we saw several volunteers and other agency staff who were interested in bringing this program to their local communities. And at that time, we expanded the program statewide with 2 to 3 chapters in that year. And also at that time, Texas Parks and Wildlife and Texas AgriLife Extension, or who was Texas Cooperative Extension at that time, entered into a partnership. And today we operate with a memorandum of agreement for the state program. August of 1999, I came on as the first statewide program coordinator. And then August of 2004, we had enough demand and need to hire an assistant program coordinator, who I mentioned, Sonny Arnold. 2008 is also the 10th year of the program in Texas, and we're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year. Thank you. We're also celebrating the fact that we have grown from just one chapter in the state to 41 chapters statewide. We have more than 300 plus partners that come together to assist our local community chapters. Our Master Naturalist program is represented in over 180 counties of Texas. That's over 75% of the counties in Texas are serviced by or represent a Master Naturalist chapter in their local community. Again, we've trained over 4,500 volunteers through the program. And we also have 76 agency personnel from both agencies who are chapter advisors at our local level. And those are people in the field like our biologists, our county extension agents, who support our program and projects and chapters in the field. The Master Naturalist program also addresses, that within the Master Naturalist program is within the Wildlife Division, the Wildlife Diversities Program. We support and are supported by the Urban Wildlife Program. You heard about the Urban Wildlife Program and our Urban Wildlife Biologist a couple months ago through a briefing. And then during committee meeting yesterday, you heard about the Texas Nature Trackers Program. And the Texas Master Naturalist Program is the programmatic home for the Texas Nature Tracker Program. The Master Naturalist Program is assisting to address the Land and Water Conservation and Recreation Plan by improving public access to the outdoors and increasing support through and awareness for conservation on private lands. And we're doing this by the training that we're providing our volunteers, the training that our volunteers are providing back to their peers in the public, and then also the service that they're conducting. We're also addressing the Texas Wildlife Action Plan by, again, supporting and being supported by the Urban Wildlife Biology Program, promoting conservation partnerships, which we've been very effective at, And then improving science and data collection through some of our citizen science programs offered through the department. One of the Master Naturalists had this quote to say about the Master Naturalist program: bit by bit builds to bunches. Each fact learned builds to knowledge. Each activity added together creates change. And this really, to me, summarizes what the Master Naturalist program is doing for Texas and in Texas. Again, we've trained over 4,500 volunteers. Those volunteers have provided more than 635,000 hours of community service and outreach dedicated back to the agency. And from an agency standpoint, that's a value of more than $10.1 million. Our volunteers reach over 200,000 youth, adults, and private landowners on an annual basis, with over 1.4 million reached to date. Our volunteers have made an impact on more than 80,000 acres of habitat. They've developed or improved over 760 miles of interpretive trails, and they've been awarded over 21 international, national, and state awards and local awards for their efforts, including most recently the U.S. Department of Interior's Take Pride in America Award and the Texas Association for Environmental Education Educator of the Year Award. We are a certification program, and some of those requirements to gain certification are Master Naturalists, our volunteers go through, or they're required to go through a minimum of 40 hours of classroom and field experience, a minimum of 8 hours of advanced training, and then we also require that they give back a minimum of 40 hours of approved service to volunteer service projects. And that's within their first year of involvement in the program. To keep up their certification or keep their certification current every year after that, we ask that they give back another 40 hours of service and obtain another 8 hours of advanced training annually so as to sharpen the saw in their knowledge. That basic training, it's the 40 hours of classroom and field experience. We teach them things such as present-day and historical naturalists. We teach them about Gideon Lincecum and Lindheimer and the things that they were involved in discovering and noticing about Texas. We teach them about traditional naturalist disciplines such as journaling, note-taking, experimenting, asking questions, and teaching. Land management, land use history, ecological concepts, the ecoregions of Texas. Their training they get a broad overview of the ecoregions of Texas, but then locally their training really focuses in on the conservation and management issues that are taking place within their local communities and how they can address those as volunteers. They learn about the management of natural systems and then interpretation and communication techniques, because we not only want them to know the information, but we want them to be able to help relay that back to their peers in the public. We require a minimum of 8 hours of advanced training, and this advanced training component gives our volunteers the opportunity to learn even more in-depth information about a specific topic that is of interest to them in the natural resource world. It also gives them the opportunity to get more information and more skills to help them become a better volunteer in that area in their community. And then lastly, again, we ask that they give back 40 hours of service in return for the training that they are receiving, and 40 hours of service on an annual basis. And to me, this is probably the most exciting part of the program, and as a program coordinator, to see the changes in the projects that they come up with and that they're working on a daily basis, because they really are truly making a difference. Statewide, if you visit any one of our chapters statewide, they're involved in projects such as wildscape maintenance and demonstration areas, construction of interpretive trails, giving interpretive tours at nature centers, state parks, natural areas. They're conducting brush and exotic plant management and fish, wildlife, and plant inventories. They're meeting with small acreage landowners, assisting them with identifying what's on their property and identifying who and where they can go to for more information on management of that property. They're conducting native plant seed collections and rescues. Several of our volunteers assist as staff or educators or even group leaders for natural resource youth camps. And then also habitat and restoration is a big service project area. I had the opportunity last, about a year ago, to talk to, survey our Master Naturalist Chapter advisors, which again are our employees from both agencies, and ask them not only questions like how do they believe the Master Naturalist Program is addressing issues in their agency, but specifically how is the Master Naturalist Program assisting them, them as an employee in the field. And I can tell you in general some of those things that they said, but I think some of these quotes really tell their story. Providing outreach in, that otherwise would not be done. Master Naturalists are providing assistance in taking data, reducing the cost of the agency, or enabling research that otherwise could not be funded. Master Naturalists are assisting local landowners with becoming familiar with the resources that they have on hand through their land, through their land management assistance program. And then Master Naturalists help with species checklists and monitoring. They help with educating the public. They support wildlife conservation and are generally willing to help me in any way they can. I also had the opportunity to ask our staff about if they were talking with another employee who was thinking about implementing a Master Naturalist program in their local area, because we're always looking to expand, what would they tell them about the Master Naturalist program? And this is what they said. Texas Master Naturalist volunteers provide high-quality volunteers who are conscientious and reliable. Master Naturalists are a great base for your state volunteer base for your state park. This can include everything from park maintenance to park interpretive programming. And then my favorite quote is, working with the Master Naturalists is my favorite part of my job. Plus, they are making huge impacts on local natural resources through restoration and education activities. Lives are being changed because of the Master Naturalist program. Working with the Master Naturalist is the most important thing I've done in my 22-year-long career in natural resource protection and education. I'm often asked about what the future of the Master Naturalist program is, and Texas has been the first state in the nation to have a program such as this. And since we started a little over 11 years ago, 10 years ago, as a statewide program, we have been the model for other state agencies wanting to implement a Master Naturalist program in their communities or in their states. And since we've started, we've had two national trainings, and we have had, that's enabled about 25 other states to start Master Naturalist programs in their communities. So we have a national Master Naturalist program at this time. We've also been able, within the last year, to develop a professional organization for people such as myself, program coordinators of Master Naturalist programs, called the Alliance of Natural Resource Outreach and Service Programs. And I'm currently serving as the first president of the board for that organization. Thank you. Also, in the future, as staff time and money allows, we would like to implement a junior Master Naturalist program, which would be the youth component of the Master Naturalist program. And before I take any questions, I'd like to invite Jim Cathy up to the podium, and he has a comment he'd like to make.
Thank you, Michelle. Commissioner Holt, commission members, my name is Jim Cathy. I'm an extension wildlife specialist with Texas A&M Agricultural Extension Service. I visited with our director, Ed Smith, recently about the accomplishments of the Master Naturalist program, and Ed sends along a letter that I'll read to you at this time. Dear Chairman Holt, although I'm unable to attend the January 24, 2008 Texas Parks Wildlife Commission meeting, I want you to know that I recognize and highly value our 10-year partnership with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department to administer the Texas Master Naturalist program. At Texas AgriLife Extension Service, formerly Texas Cooperative Extension, we are proud of the grassroots efforts that established trained volunteers to educate fellow Texans in natural resource management. It is gratifying to know that a handful of original volunteers in the Alamo area chapter grew into a thriving organization of 41 chapters and several thousand members. These volunteers and their chapter advisors, employees from both agencies, obviously benefit from the state's natural resources and well-being of our citizens. Consider that volunteers dedicated 635,000 hours of volunteer service over 10 years, valued at $10.1 million. Volunteers taught some 268,000 youth, adult, private landowners last year and $1.4 million to date. volunteers positively impacted more than 60,000 acres of property to date. The Texas Master Naturalist websites were visited 51,000 times in the last quarter alone. Volunteers earned at least 21 local, state, and international awards over 10 years, and the Texas Master Naturalist serves as the model for many other states that establish similar organizations of their own. Heading into the next 10 years, the Texas Master Naturalist program is needed more than ever, as fewer and fewer Texans have any personal perspective about the importance of agriculture, ecosystems, and natural resources. I am pleased to affirm Extension's ongoing support and pleased that Extension's new name helps us to convey that agriculture and environmental stewardship are integral to the quality of life. It is certainly fitting that both of our organizations foster the Texas Master Naturalist program well into the future. We appreciate Texas Parks and Wildlife Department and your work at the Commission and look forward to continuing our collaboration. Thank you very much.
Any questions for Michelle? Sure, go ahead.
What's your criteria for a county to implement it, have a chapter implemented in their county?
We just ask that there be enough community support and community partnerships within that any given local community. And it doesn't have to be limited to just one county. It can be a collection of counties, as you saw on the map.
And so then if a county does decide to implement one, and they gather the individuals that will want to go through the certification process?
Yes. We have an application process that we've laid out through the program. We also have a training for starting up a new chapter.
Okay. And the certification process, would it be done in the particular county that wants to implement it, or would they have to travel to another area?
No, it's done locally. And that's really the program. We like the training to be all locally based so that that volunteer is well-versed in the conservation issues that are happening there and how they can address them.
How many individuals do you think would be a good number to at least start off with?
We ask for a minimum of 10 volunteers in the first class.
Okay, great. Thank you. Great presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Michelle, thank you. You do. Yeah, I mean, again, for me, these are the kind of things that, you know, I'm glad you made this presentation. I just didn't realize how much you all have done and how much you've accomplished the last 10 years. You should be very proud.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I'd comment that we appreciate the opportunity to bring some of these young folks forward and tell you about the programs that we have going on. And obviously, anytime you've got young people as bright and intelligent and enthusiastic as Michelle and Jim and people involved in a program like this, it is going to succeed. And it's not just succeeding from the standpoint of somebody having fun out there, somebody enjoying things. It is succeeding in results.
Yes.
On the ground results.
Absolutely.
And I think it also points out a partnership, a long time partnership that we have had with Ag Extension, now Texas AgriLife Extension, that has been a wonderful partnership and one that we cherish and one that's just an example of many other partnerships we have with other agencies and other corporations, groups across the state of Texas. This is a wonderful program. These young folks have done a good job. As Michelle said, the model for the nation.
Yeah.
And Michelle, I only have one question. I was looking at your map here. You do have a chapter up around Amarillo?
Yes, sir.
Good. I know there's some folks up there that are interested.
I just would like to add to the comment of the partnership between Texas Parks and Wildlife and Texas AgriLife Extension. It has been a very important partnership for us. And it's also, when other state agencies look at this partnership, that's what they're looking at about the program, is that we do have such a strong partnership, and that's also something that they're looking to create in their home states, too.
Go ahead.
Do you participate in any controlled burning?
Do I personally?
No, just you.
The volunteers, yes. They participate where they can. Yeah,
you need to try it.
We provide training for them, and
okay.
They assist, yes.
Thank you.
I don't know about Commissioner Bivens, though. Don't let him anywhere around a fire. It'd be trouble. But Commissioner Martin is head of our education outreach, too, so you might give him a show. This is a wonderful program, and also you've leveraged it, you know, working with AgriLife, I mean, the Texas Agri Group, because you've got both agencies focusing on it and being able to participate and use the combined skills of both. It's a wonderful program. So I can understand why a lot of other states are picking up on it. So, and as I said, you should have been the first president. So I'm glad they recognize that. But anyway, thank you very much, Michelle.
Thank
I really appreciate it.
Yeah. I would like to have further discussion and seeing how, you know, we can partner up and help a little bit more to increase the chapters here in this state.
Certainly.
Absolutely.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Thank you.